I slump against a crate in the warehouse, exhausted. I've repeated my discovery story 3 times already for the different levels of station security. I'm sticking with the story I told Carter about noticing the drips outside, and he and Fark have backed me up. I hope Carter really did delete that picture. If I had more energy, I'd hack into his account and make sure. Sliding down onto the crate, I lean my head against the bulkhead and close my eyes. The noise around me becomes a soothing drone, and I start to drift off. The Supreme Emperor of the Bots, who looks strangely like Jaime in a silver suit, offers me a medal for superior loop hacking. "I'd rather have a salami and cheese," I mutter.
"I have some chocolate. Will that do?"
Ty O'Neill stands before me, shiny and perfect as ever, with a gold-embossed box in his hand. I check the time. "How do you look so put together at 4 in the morning? And do you always carry candy with you?" I take the box and open the lid, breathing in the unmistakable scent of Dolce Amore chocolates. "Bodies in the cargo hold in the dark of night shift?
That has Triana Moore written all over it."
He grins, dodging my half-hearted slap.
"I reviewed the unboxing vid while I got dressed, so I knew you'd be here. My question is, why were you here?"
"Can't talk. Eating chocolate,"
I mumble. "I'll be back. Don't go anywhere." He gently yanks one of my frizzy red curls. I give him a thumbs up and settle back against the crate, the chocolate cradled lovingly in my lap. I watch O'Neill stride away towards Charlie Bay. He really is about perfect. Wavy brown hair, chocolate eyes, and an excellent butt. His pants are tight enough to show it off, but loose enough to leave something to the imagination. I've spent more time than I care to discuss thinking about his pants. Okay, that really didn't come out the way I meant it, so I'm going to focus on this chocolate. Halfway through the third piece, a pair of emergency med techs rolls a med pod out of the bay and across to the cargo tube. Another pair follows close behind with the second one. O'Neill jogs across the warehouse to talk to the EMTs, then returns to me.
"Those were med pods."
I lick the chocolate from my fingers.
"Did someone get hurt?"
O'Neill stares at me for a beat.
"No. Those were for the 2 people in the crates. They're alive."
"What? Where did they come from? Why were they in there?" He shakes his head.
"We don't have any answers. They're both unconscious, but I'll interview them as soon as they wake up."
He picks up my bag.
"You don't need to stay here any longer. They got your statements. I'll walk you home."
"No, I'm not going home. Erica is visiting, and I promised Kara she could have the place to herself. That's why I was here."
"You were sleeping in the cargo bay. Why didn't you go up to 83?
I just look at him.
"Not going to happen. I thought you and your mother worked out some kind of truce."
He puts his warm hand on my back and ushers me towards the float tubes.
"Yeah, she stays out of my life and I stay out of hers."
"Okay, look, why don't you stay at my place?"
I start to protest, but he cuts me off.
"I have to go to the office to deal with all this, so you have it to yourself. Go get some sleep."
He flicks an unlock code to my ring and kisses my cheek. Then he steps into the up tube and zips away. With a mental shrug, I take the down tube to level 27. I'm too tired to think about anything right now, and there's no way I can camp out in cargo with all this going on. I stumble out of the float tube, down radial 10, and out to A-ring. Ty's door slides open when I approach, in response to the unlock code. I drop my bag next to the couch, dim the windows, and fall into the bed. In seconds, I'm out. At 8:15... my hollow ring wakes me with a message requesting my presence in the penthouse suite.